Part 2. Long Conversations.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, some questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Conversation 1.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
Hello. Carts in College, may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for information on courses in computer programming. I would need it for the fall semester.
Do you want a day or evening course?
Well, it would have to be an evening course since I work during the day.
Aha! Have you taken any courses in data processing?
No.
Oh! Well, data processing is a course you have to take before you can take computer programming.
Oh, I see. Well, when is it given? I hope it's not on Thursdays.
Well, there's a class that meets on Monday evenings at 7.
Just once a week?
Yes, but that's almost 3 hours from 7 to 9:45.
Oh, well, that's all right. I can manage that. How many weeks does the course last?
Let me see. 12 weeks. You start the first weekend, September, and finish, just before Christmas, December 21st.
And how much is the course?
That's $300, including the necessary computer time.
Where do I go to register?
Registration is on the 2nd and 3rd of September, between 6 and 9 in Frost Hall.
Is that the round building behind the parking lot?
Yes, that's the one.
Oh, I know how to get there. Is there anything that I should bring with me?
No, just your checkbook.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Questions. 9. Why does the man choose to take an evening course? According to the dialogue, what does the man have to do before taking the course of computer programming? What do we learn about the schedule of evening course? 12. What does the man want to know at the end of the conversation?
Conversation 2.
Directions.
First, study the words and expressions in the table below. Then, listen to the conversation and select the best answer to each question.
Good morning. Sit down, please, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, ma'am.
I have read your letter here. You seem to have done very well at school. Can you tell something about your schoolwork?
As you can see, my strongest subjects were art subjects. My best subject was history, and my second best subject was geography. However, my favorite subject was math, and the result I got in the math paper was quite reasonable.
That's true. Now, can you tell me why you think these subjects will help you in this job?
Well, ma'am, I understand you manufacture computers, prepare software, and advise clients how to use them. Is that right?
That's right.
And I've been told that working with computers needs a logical mind rather than great skills in mathematics. That's especially true, I believe, when it comes to writing programs. So I think my results show that I have some ability in logic and mathematics as well.
So you would like to write materials for computers, would you?
Yes, ma'am. That's what interests me most about computers, writing programs. But I think the computer industry itself is still expanding enormously. I'm sure that career prospects in the industry would be good no matter what sort of job I went into.
I see. Well, thank you. I've enjoyed our talk. We'll be writing to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Questions.
13. According to the conversation, which subject is Mr. Johnson not very strong in?
Which subject Mr. Johnson thinks can help him a lot in the job?
15. What interests Mr. Johnson most about computers?
16. What job would Mr. Johnson like to do?